The Betrayal of Aristide is the title. With a news flash crawling across the Sunday morning screens that the democratically elected president of Haiti, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, was leaving the country and seeking asylum in another then undisclosed country, came the startling confirmation that the Bush regime couldn't care less about democracy, not in America's so-called backyard, nor anywhere else in the world. For days, the administration has been lobbing grenades in the direction of Aristide, blaming him for the economic troubles of the island, while it was the administration itself that cut off IMF loans that deepened the nation's crisis. Even the allegedly centrist Clinton administration had to be drawn, kicking and screaming, into the struggle to restore the Haitian president. And with the entry of the Bush regime came efforts to push him out. Why did they dislike Aristide? It had nothing to do with human rights abuses or corruption, as the corporate media has been parrot-like repeating. It's because Aristide's main core group of support came from the desperately poor peasantry who gave their all in the Lavalas movement that pushed the Duvalier dictatorship into exile. The wealthy bourgeoisie in Haiti never forgave the former priest for sparking the democracy movement. And it is this element that is the main backers of the so-called rebels who are bent on running Aristide out. It is precisely this element that has friends in high places in the U.S. government and the U.S. intelligence agencies. Why else would Emmanuel Constant, a former honcho of the right-wing FRAP group, which has terrorized Haitians for years, live in sweet calm and comfort in Brooklyn, despite charges of FRAP's involvement in torture, beatings, anti-democratic violence, and murders? Bush's so-called war on terrorism doesn't go there, huh? When this Aristide government repeatedly requested the return and extradition of Constant, they were repeatedly ignored. Why? Is it because they did not want Constant giving testimony about CIA links and support to FRAP? What we are seeing in Haiti is the reemergence of FRAP into Haitian life, this time openly supported by the U.S. Never again should we give ear to U.S. claims about supporting democracy. It is a sham. Just days before this right-wing coup, diplomats assigned to the Organization of American States, the OAS, got up and almost all of the nations represented swore to support the Haitian government, all except the U.S. Mexico pledged support, El Salvador, and the embattled Republic of Venezuela did as well. But it was all diplomatic speech. And diplomatic speech, after all is said and done, is just speech. In the end, the resolutions of the OAS, like the resolutions of other agencies, meant nothing. What mattered is that the U.S. opposed him, and the president of Haiti is now in exile. What is almost more disturbing is the U.S. claims to support his removal, quote, for the good of the Haitian people, unquote. For 200 years, the U.S. hasn't given a damn about the Haitian people. When they try to seek asylum on U.S. shores, they are thrown into Chrome Detention Center in Miami. For years, the U.S. has supported every dictator that ever ruled over Haiti, despite a blood-curdling history of crimes and horrific human rights violations. That's because those dictators would freely allow the Haitian people to be further and further exploited. The Haitians will now, if history is any guide, experience a wave of violence, and accordingly, the rate of island refugees will grow exponentially. What will America then do for the good of the Haitian people? Turn them back to their tormentors who have now seized power? Aristide predicted this. History will prove his words were right and that the Bush regime was once again dead wrong. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.